Well, I mean, I think what we'll see today is, although there'll be rallies held in cities throughout the country, including two at least in the capital itself, a sense of fatigue is gripping Greeks. As you mentioned very correctly, 32 strikes since the general strike since 2010. God knows I've covered many of them, and what I've seen is the crowds dwindling because, despite all this anger that the successive governments have faced, the austerity measures have been implemented. The life on the ground for many Greeks has changed. Unemployment is still at 26%, the highest in Europe. Youth unemployment, close to one in two youths is unemployed. So they're very well aware that things haven't really changed. And luckily, we've had a quite a successful tourist season with the summer just wrapping up, and that's given certain Greeks at least a glimmer of hope that things might not be as bad, especially as the government predicts growth soon.
As a glimmer of hope, as you say, but certainly a lot of sadness around what has happened, and perhaps desperation as well. I just wonder, given the fact that Greece is in such a desperate situation in terms of its budget not covering the not being able to service its debt, what are the options that it has?
Well, now negotiation essentially with the Troika. I mean, first of all, what we have here is the government trying to see whether austerity needs to persevere. It's been 6 years of recessions. It's looking towards growth now, and yet its international creditors are insisting, because Greece has a deficit, and there's a big disagreement on how big that deficit is. But all in all, the conclusion is that the international creditors insist that Greece must implement further austerity cuts, something that the government says it cannot do, that Greeks just can't bear any further. What it needs to do now, in addition, of course, to negotiating some sort of breather for ordinary Greeks, relief when it comes to especially the very high taxation and lower wages, is somehow to kickstart the economy by attracting investment. And that's something that the government can actually do. It can offer a more stable country when it comes to cutting its red tape. It's achieved quite a lot in the past year, but more needs to be done when it comes to its services, and essentially making Greece more of an attractive destination for big groups, and bring their companies here. The country is very strong when it comes to agriculture, tourism. As I mentioned earlier, back in the 70s, it had a very strong, heavy industry. So it's all moves that it can do. Of course, it will take years for, the country to achieve that and the government in place, but it is something achievable.
As you say, there's a lot of fatigue, Natalie, about this. It is the there've been many strikes since 2010. Essentially, Greece, though, now it's a crucial period. They're in a pre-election period, essentially. Now, the Troika is questioning the forecast for 2015 budget. Do you think there's any chance of cancelling any of that debt?
Ooh, well, that's something you'll have to essentially a question directed towards the European officials mainly. It depends, of course, on what government Greece will have in place. As you very rightly pointed out, Greece is in somewhat of a pre-electoral campaign, because the opposition party, which has gained a lot in popularity, is now breathing down the conservative-led coalition government. And it looks very likely that unless some sort of agreement is reached when it comes to local politics, Greece might head to elections as early as the beginning of next year. So the opposition government, the opposition party Syriza, which is led by young Alexis Tsipras, has very well said that they want to cancel part of the debt, that is going to be their stance when and if they come to power. Something that Samaras so far has not been very vocal about yet. So we'll just have to wait and see if Samaras survives well in 2015, and if then he'll have more of the confidence to actually push what he wants and what his government wants and negotiate with the international creditors on what is best for Greece. Because as we know, so far, it really feels like a vicious circle. You know, higher taxes, lower wages, inability for the Greeks to pay their taxes because they don't really have the wages to pay for it. And, you know, a stifling mood here in the country.
It's interesting you mentioned there the opposition, those fighting words there about saying they, you know, their position is that they want to cancel the debt and they'll do that if they get into power. But I just wonder, there must be a tremendous impotence essentially in terms of local politicians in Greece, national politicians in Greece, because the EU is really in control here, isn't it?
Absolutely. And just to amend what I said, they said they will cancel part of the debt. I mean, in my talks with officials from the party, they haven't said they want to cancel the entire part. I think there's a lot of negotiation on that. And of course, on them, you know, getting to power and realizing what exactly they can do. But as you mentioned very correctly, it is up to the European Union on what's going to happen when it comes to this huge debt that Greece has piled on, and really up to the officials to come to a certain agreement on what will we do with this debt that really looks, I mean, the country, it'll take them decades for them to repay it, especially with this, you know, very slow and nascent growth that we're seeing, which if, as the government says, if the international creditors insist with further measures and further austerity, the growth will be very, very short-lived and Greece will be unable to pay back any debt, if you know, if only that. And of course, let's not forget that I think it's important to point out as well that the opposition party Syriza has very much encouraged the strike of today and calling Greece an experiment of extreme neoliberal policies and this austerity, all very destructive.
And this must be all affecting the markets. How are they reacting, and what are Greek government bonds doing at the moment?
Well, they're not doing very well, I can tell you that. But that's also mainly not because of what's happening, you know, when it comes to the strikes, but crucially because of the talks in Paris between the Greek delegation, which is led by the finance minister, and the Troika officials. We've had marathon talks, 15-hour talks, that have led to pretty much nowhere, to be honest. I mean, all we've had is the European Commission spokesman coming out saying that they've had very intense and constructive talks. But so far, what we've been hearing, it's not really going anywhere. That's something that the government will quickly need to work on, because the Eurogroup meeting is on the 8th of December, and that is essentially when some sort of agreement needs to be agreed on for the future of Greece.